You're listening to The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. We're looking at the three consequences of comparing ourselves to other people. And we saw yesterday, when we compare ourselves and think we're better than others, that has really dire consequences. Today, I want to look at the dangers of comparing ourselves with people that we think are better than us. Consider the parable of the talents, as Jesus told it. Before leaving on a trip, the master gives three servants certain talents or resources. One servant received five talents, one two, and the third servant received only one. When the master returned, he asked each of them to give an account of what they had done with those resources. The first servant reported that his five talents were now 10. The second servant similarly reported that his two talents were now 4. But what about the third servant? He had taken his one talent and done nothing with it, and he had to report to the master that because he was afraid of losing it, he had hidden it, and it was still only one. The master rewards the first two servants equally. Well done, good and faithful servants. You have been faithful in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Even though one had 10 and one had only 4, they got the same exact reward. But what does the master say to the third servant? It's a very strong condemnation. You wicked, lazy servant. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. Now, the lesson here is that God does not compare us with others, but he does expect us to make very good use of the resources that have been given to us. This servant could have had the same reward that the others received had he simply taken his one talent and used it. He wasn't required to multiply his one into 10, only into 2. So are you failing to use what God has given you? Do you compare yourself to others and conclude that they're better than you, they have more to work with than you do, they've got it easy and you've got it hard? Whether you have more or less than other people is totally inconsequential to God. You will be required to account for your own resources, no one else's. I see so many people caught in this trap of comparing themselves to others. I encourage you to pray that God will deliver you from that bad habit. You can find copies of my devotionals on our website at christianworkingwoman.org.